The 38th annual Midwest Horse Fair is back again at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. The dates, in case you didn't know, April 21st through the 23rd. Ron Reese is the executive director of the Wisconsin, director of the Midwest Horse Fair. Let's talk a little bit. Wonder Horse 2017. It makes everybody feel like they should just rear up and knicker or something. That's a pretty strong phrase. How did you come up with that theme? What does it kind of relate to?
Well, every year we come up with a new theme, and this year was Wonder Horse. And we came up with that because it's kind of something fun. It's a little female-oriented, and the weekend will be all about superheroes.
Excellent. Fun. That is a strong trend in theaters, too, so I'm sure we'll see some correlations. Let's talk a little bit. For people that have never experienced this event at this stage in the game, Rhonda, I don't know who that would be, but give us a sense on how many people will come through the gates from Friday, actually Thursday, with exhibitors, right on through Sunday.
Well, we have about 60,000 people plus that come through the whole entire weekend. We'll have around 600 horses, 500 exhibitors selling, so if you're looking for some shopping, and we have 8 different areas with events going on all weekend long.
You know, before we get too deep into the program, it's been a couple years now with the new facilities at the Alliant Energy Center grounds. And I know that the Midwest Horse Fair had a vocal part in helping to design and tweak things after they were put together. How is that facility working out for you? Are there any requests that you're making of Alliant Energy to maybe adjust things in the future?
Actually, those pavilions are working out really, really well for us. This year, we were able to add about 60 more stalls than we normally have. So we have a record number of stalls this year. And as far as requests, we work with the Alliant Energy Center almost on a monthly basis. So if there's something we needed, you know, we would tell them. But there's nothing really big that I can think of.
Excellent. Well, that's really good news. So now back to the program. As we said, Wonder Horse 2017. There are always, every day, has got something a little novel that you can find in the ring or in a seminar. Tell me about some of the highlights that resonate with you, Rhonda.
The first thing that comes to mind this year, we're doing, it's brand new. It's called our Grand March. And what it is, we'll have a variety of breeds that they will just come in and you'll be able to see 30 different breeds. We'll also be able to showcase some of the different things we're going on. So it's almost a snapshot of the whole entire weekend. So it's an hour long and you'll see breeds. You'll see features on our Saturday night show. You'll see some kids. It's something very new that we're trying this year.
Excellent. Wow, 30 breeds all in one spot. And are you going to rotate that show? Is it only happening once a day?
It's once a day at noon on Friday and Saturday.
Beautiful. Let's talk about some of the other special events that may keep people around later into the evening. Do we have any shows, rodeos, anything like that that we want to focus in on?
Yes, we have a rodeo on Friday night. We always do, and I will tell you that does sell out. So if you need tickets, get it now. But we're very excited about our Saturday night show. It's our Epic Night of the Horse, and this year we're featuring our Star Search competition. So we did a contest this past summer and fall looking for the next best horse act, and we're giving out $25,000 plus in prizes. I have 2 divisions, and we have some awesome contestants.
How was the response on that? I mean, everybody may think that they've got a horse that does something a little special, but I mean, honestly, how many acts are we expecting those judges to have to evaluate?
Well, we have 2 different divisions, an open and a youth, and there are 5 contestants in each division. So it was very hard to pick those contestants because we had some really good videos submitted. So the contestants we have, they're all very different and they're all coming out to win. So they are putting everything into their act. But the one thing that came out of all the videos is we didn't realize is some videos submitted maybe didn't have the best horse act, but the stories behind them. So they were very heartfelt, or, you know, the connection between the contestant and their horse. So we created a wild card division. So we have 4 wild card contestants that will tug at your heartstrings, but also their acts they're also working on too. So we added that component just because we felt it was necessary to tell those stories. So it's going to be a really exciting night.
How far are these acts coming from? Are they from outside the state? I mean, the Midwest Horse Fair draws attention from across the countryside.
We have them coming from Texas, Georgia, Maryland, Massachusetts. We have a couple from right here in Wisconsin, Minnesota. So they came from all over the country. It was a very unique, fascinating experience to go through all these videos. And like I said, the people I've talked to that are coming, they're coming to win.
I'd ask you about the axe, but I don't want to compromise either anybody in regards to judging in that, because that's some good cash to try to work towards. So let's talk a little bit more about inside the show itself. You mentioned exhibitor numbers are very strong. Give me a little sense, Rhonda. There were some lean years when it comes to horse ownership, the equine industry. How are we doing in 2017, in your opinion?
Actually, we're doing just fine. The exhibitors we have were sold out on space. So that tells me companies and the small mom and pops are still coming and wanting to come to Horse Fair. Actually, we have a waiting list. So if we have someone cancel, I can fill it just like that. So I think it's still very strong, which is really good.
Do we see any trends? We talked in the past about how women are very much into equine, the Western. You know, it's thrilling to watch me, from my perspective, when I'm out there, you see just a slight woman driving a big rig with a trailer and handling horses like it's nobody's business. What trends are you noticing? Are we seeing more young people come around? Is there a lean towards Western versus English? Are you seeing anything like that?
Well, you're right. The majority of the people that attend the Midwest Horse Fair are women, and that will continue. But what we're seeing and what we tried to do this year, too, is involve more youth, because really that's the up-and-coming thing that we want to have happen. So we are doing, Sunday is going to be kind of our youth day. We're doing something very new. We're bringing in a youth rodeo. So it'll be for kids, 8 and under, all the way up to 18, where it's a rodeo with mini bulls and mini broncs. On Sunday, it's not a separate ticket, it's just your ticket to the horse fair. We have people coming from Arkansas and Texas to compete in that as well. And then on Sunday, we also have our team challenge, which is groups of kids competing in obstacle course. So really that trend is we are trying to reach out to that youth group, just because that's what's up and coming in the horse industry.
Well, and we always like to draw, make sure that people remember this is the Midwest Horse Fair. The old phrase, it's not a horse show, it's a horse fair, because the educational component for both young and more mature folks is always there.
Yes. Actually, we say that you can come and it's for any ages.
Right.
You can learn basic beginning skills. If you've never had a horse, but you really want to try that or get one or get involved in it, we have basic skills all the way up to if you're a seasoned professional and you go to contests and competitions, we have things there to help you with that as well.
Speaking of clinicians, anything in particular that you're proud is going to be offered this year?
Well, we always try to bring in a variety. So we have some English people coming in to do some Hunter and Jumper, some Jerry Erickson. People probably won't recognize names, but in the horse industry, we do. So we have that. We have reining. We have some fear. If you're afraid of horses, you can come in and someone will teach you how to overcome that. So we always try to bring in that variety and just have those different topics that you can't see anywhere else.
What about animals themselves? In the past, you've had the big horses right on down to the little horses. Anything like that this year?
We have 30 different breeds in the pavilions that you'll be able to walk up and down, ask questions. Breed associations are there. Big draft horses to little minis. It's always fun to walk through those pavilions.
Well, again, the dates, April 21st through the 23rd at the Alliant Energy Center Expo Grounds. And literally, remember, they take over the grounds. This is, I believe, the number 2 show behind World Dairy Expo as far as the number of animals and people they will try to accommodate. And if you're looking for that early ticket for the rodeo, like Rhonda said, get online, get purchasing those now, because that Friday night rodeo routinely sells out and sells out early. Remember, MidwestHorseFair.com. And as I understand it, they're going to have a brand new web design that they may be able to share with you before the show. Rhonda Reese, the general manager of the Midwest Horse Fair, along with us. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.